Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 on Wednesday, April 2nd, 2014, and this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the EU-Africa Summit.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandevele.com.
Well, if you look at this scenario, to talk of the incoming impact, you can't really rule it out. You know very well that investor sentiment is very important when it comes to investing in different countries. Zimbabwe is one of those destinations in the sub-Saharan Africa, which is desperately seeking investment or a flow of credit. As you know that we are suffering from what we consider to be the liquidity crunch at the moment, with foreign direct investment at its all-time low. You look at the unemployment rate, which is worsening daily.
No, we're really in Zimbabwe and our communities were at a place now coming from Babu, meeting Emma senior officials, meeting Emma senior ministers, and the Sugariku summit at Nakumiri. My businessmen in Zimbabwe, I end up no owner, Rana, Neramurao, Yukuru, my stories, my business, Sao.
Siyakwazi ukuthi ngumuntu othanda ukuthi abonise izikwanga ukuze umuntu othanda iattention nje ukuthi abonakale. So uma kubuthane abakhokheli bomhlaba kube khona ukuthi uthole Robert Mugabe ukhalele abantu bakhulume ngaye abe yindaba ebhudwini. Kuye yinto enkulu kakhulu leyo. Kodwa-ke eqinisweni akudali mahluko, kufana lokujikele nje ilitshe elwandle, akulasimo esitsha okusidalayo.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the two-day EU-Africa Summit, which started in Brussels today.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is boycotting the summit after the EU refused to temporarily lift a ban on his wife, Grace. But EU Council President Herman Van Rompuy said he hoped the summit would mark a new stage in Europe's relationship with Africa. He said it was time for a shift from development cooperation to a partnership of equals, with trade and investment playing a key role.
The EU has traditionally been Africa's biggest trading partner and is by far its largest donor. However, its dominance is increasingly being challenged by China and also by the so-called BRICS nations.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, for it. Gibbs nasi, tlauti tingeti chi tarisa, nezwe msangano watanga nasi ku Brussels, ku Belgium, pakati pe nyika dziri musangano re European Union, ne nyika zemu Africa. Wongu, nyaya, iriku pisa o inyaya kuti, mutungamiri wenyika, va Robert Mugabe havana kuenda kumusangano iwoyo, uye hapana munhu ari kumiririra hurumende yeZimbabwe, nekuti Zimbabwe iri kuti haina kufara nekuti mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe havana kupuwa visa rekuti vange vachienda kuBrussels. Sezvatinoziva tose, amai Grace vakatemerwa zvirango zvekushanya nesangano reEuropean Union. Ivo navamugabe nevamwe vakuru vakuru vehurumende vakazobviswawo makore maire apfuura negore rino iri panyaya vari kupomerwa mhosva dzekutyora kodzero dzevanhu, kunyange hazvo veZANU-PF vachiti aiwa nyaya iripo inyaya yeminda. Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke mfowethu, siyakwazi kuti EU Africa Summit iqalisele namhla, Blessing, njengoba sitsho nje khonapho sikulalele. Siyakwazi kuti ke uGrace Mugabe bamncitshile ke uloko kuthiwa yivisa, bemncitsha ngoba kule kuthiwa ngamaizijeziso ezenoto ezafakelwe uPresident Robert Mugabe labanye bakhe. Siyakwazi ukuthi umkakhe laye ukhonapho phakathi. Kodwa kukhona okumele kukhulunywe khona ngale e-EU le-Africa Summit. Ukhangelwe kakhulu yikuthi kube lolokho kuthiwa i-cooperation between ama-countries wona lawa. Kulokuthi kuhlale kugwegwa ngale Africa kuthiwa hayi akube labantu balingane xa kuthi bedinga inotho. kulokuthi nxa wena ule ayon yakho eZimbabwe ingamise yonke eChina kuthi hayi ngono uyiblend ibe ngcono suyithengisake so ke kukhanyazana ikukhangelelwe kakhulu khonoko so kulabanye abakhona nayo besithi hayi ukuthi upresident Mugabe athi kasahambe khona ngale EU akwenzi kahle eZimbabwe bayo khona labathi hayi uright ngoba yena ubona ngazani abantu bayaqilo so ufuna ukuzwa ngozulu uthini ke lapha blessing nxa lifuna ukuthi likhume lati khona manje nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, lifone kanye cell phone lakho la ngapho. Ah, it's time for it.
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the EU-Africa Summit. It's a two-day summit which began in Brussels, Belgium today. And the theme for this summit is investing in people, prosperity, and peace. And of course, many are hoping that this is not going to be one of those talking shops, Gibbs, you know, where people are talking, but they don't walk the talk. Many are hoping that there will be increased trade since they are also debating the issue of free trade between Europe and Africa.
Yes, and related to that, there are certain summits, mini summits, that are running parallel to the main event. And these include the Africa EU Youth Leaders Summit, an EU Africa Business Forum, a Parliamentary Summit, and Africa EU Civil Society Forum. Sibona ukuthi ke lapha ke blessing nga ukuthi kula ma forums ona la mancane. Abantu babe xoxa bebonthi babonisana ukuthi kambe kumele be ngapi empilweni. Xa singakhangela kakhulu iAfrica EU Youth Leaders Summit, kufuze sikhulume phela ngabasakhulayo. Ukuthi abakhulayo kumele batholene. Xa sikhangela ke iBusiness Forum, yeah, oso ma business kumele baxoxisane, bathola abakutsheba lapha lalapha bazolungisa emazweni abo. Parliamentary Summit siyakwazi ngale kulo nkosazana Tabita Khumalo ovela kwele Zimbabwe. Uhambe khona ngale la ukuthi ayekuza ukuthi pho kungenziwani. Africa EU Civil Society Forum bakhona bavele eZimbabwe abamele khona ngale ukuthi beze ukuthi bona kumele bezuzene. So siyabona ukuthi kukhona okuningi okwenzakala khona ngale.
And of course, for those who are just joining us, we are talking about trade between Europe and Africa. And sadly, Zimbabwe is not represented at this summit because the president has boycotted. But of course, there are some economists who are saying the African countries are also now we have an alternative in China. Zimbabwe has adopted what is called the Look East policy, and the trade is more between China and Zimbabwe after the European Union put the president and some of his inner circle under restricted measures. Or what some would prefer to call sanctions, Gibbs.
Yeah.
And there's also the issue of the so-called BRICS nations, that is Brazil, Russia, India, and there's also China and South Africa. That is also another block that, of course, African nations can look at to do trade. But Europe, like we said in the opening, Gibbs, is still Africa's trading partner.
Yes, I still remember, you know, Zimbabwe used to export a lot of beef to the European Union. And at one stage, you know, it was almost suspended because of the foot and mouth disease. And maybe some political problems, you know, linking the two, linking Africa and Zimbabwe. So then at the same time, we know that this summit is going to discuss the Central African Republic. There is a crisis there.
Yes.
If you look at all the footage that you see on television, you think that maybe is some kind of action movie. But that's real. It's something that is happening on the ground. Women and children are suffering there. And Ban Ki-moon today said, Africa and the whole world are not doing enough. You know, he's looking for financial support. He's looking for other kind of material support too. So at the end of the day, many people are suffering. You still remember the Rwanda genocide. People just waited until something big happened. And at the end of the day, who was to blame? The whole world.
Yes. And of course, we all remember the genocide in Rwanda and in the Central African Republic. The problem is between Christians and Muslims. Initially, it was the Muslims who had an upper hand, but now the tide has turned, and they are now being persecuted by Christians. But unfortunately, because of lack of resources, the African Union has failed to intervene fully. So the violence continues to escalate.
Yeah, we see that there are so many African countries where there are serious problems. If you look at the DRC, for example, we know that there's the M23 rebels, and they're causing a lot of havoc in the eastern part of the country. Then you go to other countries too. There are crises all over, you know. Mozambique is another example of a country which, at a certain stage, we thought it had become stable. But then Renamo said, no, people are not giving us a good deal. So the guys went back to the push. Right now, we don't know how much they've pushed in terms of, you know, circling with the ruling elite in terms of getting some kind of deals out of it. But those kind of conflicts are very dangerous, and they may draw a lot of, you know, attention from Zimbabwe. We know Zimbabwe's relationship with Mozambique dates to the 1960s. We know that ZANLA and ZANU, they were based in Mozambique.
In Mozambique, yes.
So at the end of the day, you know, these conflicts actually cause a lot of havoc, and there's a lot of money that is needed, but there's no money in the world.
Sadly for Africa. And I think, do we have our first guest, Gibbs?
Not necessarily. I think we've got a serious problem with our phones, and we're trying to get hold of one of our guests, who's Mr. Tewama Vinga, and we're trying to reach Mr. Begezela Matuma too, and Mr. Washington Mehlo Makulu, who is an economist with resource exploitation. We hope we are going to actually reach them as soon as possible.
And indeed, we are talking about conflict in Africa. And, you know, investment is a coward. Once there is talk of conflict, many investors do not want to go to those regions or those continents where there is instability, because they really do not want to invest their money, and then nothing comes. And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs.
We've got Mr. Begezela Matuma, who is a political analyst based in the Matabeleland South provincial capital, Gwanda. Hey, Mr. Matuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How is Gwanda today?
Very hot.
Oh, yes.
Hot indeed.
Things will be all right. Maybe we are going to have rains within the next 2 days, is it?
Yeah, we really need them again.
Yeah. So now, what is your take on the EU-Africa summit with Zimbabwe not being represented at that big stage?
Yeah, you know, this thing needs to be looked at very broadly. Firstly, it's a disappointment for Zimbabwe. One, our economy is really going down. And at this stage, this was the time where we needed to rebuild and reestablish all our international relations. The government recently introduced the ZIM Asset Program, of which its reliance mainly is on foreign direct investment coupled with local investment. But the moment we destroy the very relations that we are hoping to assist us grow, it's like we are burning bridges. If you look at the theme for the EU-AU summit, it's specifically earmarking at the improvement of the direct improvement on the welfare of the people in Africa. So if we boycott such a gathering, what are we doing for ourselves as a country in the first place? How do we hope to grow? Because already Europe, somehow, if you look at it, we've been told in our local press everywhere that Europe is beginning to re-establish its relations with Zimbabwe. But at that time when they're giving out hand, say, okay, gentlemen, come, let's talk. Then we don't want to go and talk to them over what me, maybe, and some other people would say. It's not necessarily a major issue. Fine, the president would have wanted to travel with his wife, which is proper, maybe with everybody that is married. You would always want to have your wife next to you. As the saying goes, be at the side of every man, the woman, and so on. Maybe you would have wanted to travel with his wife for that purpose. But when we look at ourselves as a country and say, what is it that we really need right now? Couldn't we have prioritized that better than the way we did? or if the president could not travel, he would have done what Jacob Zuma did. Mm-hmm. Jacob Zuma reduced it from presidential to ministerial level representation. Perhaps he would have sent a ministerial representative. Instead of pulling out the whole delegation, we could have reduced it. Our message would have gone through that you can't choose for us who to send. You cannot say the president must not bring his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would have had an impact also that the president has said, if I'm not bringing my wife, I'm not coming. The impact would still have been there, though a little bit different, but it would have been there. At the same time, would have had representation.
Mr. Maduma, I want you to stay on the line and we'll come back to you. We just want to welcome our other two guests. We have in Harare, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, good evening. Mr. Mavinga?
Evening, Blessing. How are you?
Fine. Thank you so much for joining us. And please do stay on the line. I think we also have from Harare, Mr. Washington Mehlomakulu. Mr. Mehlomakulu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing.
And thank you so much. Of course, Mr. Mehlomakulu is an economist. He works with Resource Exploitation Watch. Let me come to you, Mr. Mehlomakulu. How significant is this summit, and does it matter that Zimbabwe is not being represented by any government official?
Well, I think the summit is significant
mm-hmm.
Up to the developments that that took place this week. What was significant about the conference was obviously the desire by the European Union to engage African leaders on issues that have to do with trade between the European Union and Africa as a continent, and also in terms of facilitating business linkages between the two territories. So it was significant, and Zimbabwe had expressed a desire from last year of its intention to actually attend the conference. The fact that the Zimbabwe had actually put forward the names of the delegates that would be attending the conference in itself signifies the Zimbabwe's desire to engage the European Union. Remember, we have made the president has been very clear, the Minister of Finance has been very clear of our intention to engage the European Union on issues of mutual understanding with relations to economic affairs. So it was significant.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mavinga?
Hello?
Yes. How significant is this EU-Africa summit and this fact that Zimbabwe is not being represented at all, talking about the government of Zimbabwe? What impact does this have on the country, if any?
Well, it has a huge negative impact that Zimbabwe is not represented, and that President Mugabe decided out of personal reasons to withdraw participation of government at such an important meeting. It's the reason why Zimbabwe is not being represented is the one that is really shocking and points to a personality cult in Zimbabwe, where a delegate, the first lady, who had nothing to do with the conference, becomes the central issue and resulting in national priorities being subjugated to personal private life priorities. This that have happened, and therefore, as a result, Zimbabwe, which is practically bankrupt, is losing out on a very key opportunity to re-engage with the EU, with a possibility of getting the much-needed economic lifeline.
Ye, ngibuye kuwe ke Baba Maduma, lokhu khona ukuthi sishaye ngesintu nje kancane. Ukhona cingwane? Ukhona Maduma?
Yebo, Dube, ngikhona icingwane.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa sibili. Ye, xa sesikhangela ke singathi ke ele Zimbabwe liyabe lilahlekelwe kuyini ukuthi lingahambisi umuntu khona ngale ke i-EU summit. Siyabona ukuthi ye kukhona ukuthi bakhona osomabhizinisi abahambileyo, labanye abavela kudala leparlamente, labanye abachiyeneyo. kodwa ukuthi ungahambi ovela kuhulumende kambe kungabe kusijoni kolonko
silahlekelwa kakhulu 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 Dube kambe umuntu engathi sithi ndoda woza ngiphakamise wena ufisi ubuyisele isandla emuva uwale umuntu othi ndoda buya ngincedise uyale ngento nje encane ongayizwisisi ithi kanti kuyini vele okwenza ukuthi umuntu ayale ukusizwa usizo lolu besiludinga kakhulu 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 asinalutho at the moment asila ngitho yona imali okuthiwa ngeyethu asinayo kuyifika isikhathi sokuthi sithole ukusebenzisana labantu abafisa ukuze sincedise ukuze investa kithi kodwa ngento nje ezincane sesibuya sizivalele khona lokho sithi siyaphambili sithathe ama-step angu-3 phambili sithi sesingathi sihambe kancane siye sithathe amanye futhi angu-4 siphenduke emuva asiyindawo so angazi ukuthi bakubone njani khona ngale siyalahlekelwa kakhulu 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 ngento engekho
siyakuza kakhulu-ke bamba khonapha ecingweni ngiye ngithathe-ke umlaleli osebuswana umnumzana Ndlovu baba Ndlovu ungawutshona njani Ndlovu kula ngapho eBotswana ukhona baba Ndlovu kunjani
vandlovu makadi vandlovu we are having technical problems with our phones but of course we urge our listeners to keep trying let me come back to you Mr. Mehlo Makulu Mr. Mavinga is suggesting that maybe the president was wrong in not sending anyone to this meeting even at a ministerial level do you agree
No, I totally disagree with his assessment of the situation. Let me continue from where I left off. I say that the summit was significant, but then the action of by the European Union to then exclude delegates that Zimbabwe. You see, when you're attending an economic summit, it is an imperative of those that are attending to choose who they want to attend. To allege that the First Lady was not part of the delegation is totally misleading, because it is normal practice that when presidents travel on international business, they do so with their spouses. Now, the issue of whether this affects Zimbabwe's position with the EU. Remember, most of the trade that takes place between Zimbabwe and the EU takes place on a bilateral basis. So it will be a situation where Zimbabwe engages Netherlands as a country or engages Germany as a country, because obviously the matters of trade would differ from one country to the other. In as much as Zimbabwe has a desire to re-engage the EU, Zimbabwe intends to do so on its terms. What the EU has really done is to say, we determine the terms upon which this engagement will take place. And they are saying that we determine who then composes or constitutes the Zimbabwean delegation to such conferences. The decision by President Mugabe was on a basis of principle to say, if you are inviting me to a summit as a partner, surely you must extend the courtesy for me to decide who I come with to that particular summit. Africa has not been given the same opportunities to choose who constitutes the EU delegation to such a summit. But it is a situation where the EU then wants to decide who from the Zimbabwean delegation should attend. And I think this is where, with Mavima, we differ in terms of whether this was based on a personal decision. The decision by the president was not a personal decision. Was not based on the identity of the delegate who was excluded from the list. But it was based on the principle that as a sovereign nation, as a member of the African Union, Zimbabwe had the right to decide who should form the delegation of the president.
Mr. Mavinga, do you agree that there's the Big Brother syndrome here?
Not at all. I think it's just people getting overexcited. We need to be practical. Zimbabwe needs to save money. When you talk of delegates, you want people who have something to do with conference or meeting. We are not talking of shopping. We are not talking of a holiday. We are not talking of a private visit. We are talking of a business conference. And therefore, priority should be given to business delegates attending that meeting. Really, and this reaction from Zimbabwe is most unusual, that instead of focusing on the core business of that conference, you focus on whether or not someone who might have been going for shopping has been able to go. And this is wrong. But this is what has been happening always, that personal interests trump national interests. Is it true, Kuti? Vanhu ngavasaita chiya chegurwe chekuti kana vagumbuka vaita chiramwa vodambura makumbo segurwe. Tinofanira kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iwane pundutso, kwete kuti pana munhu angati hasiri kuzikanwa kuti basa ravo ranga riri rekunoitei mumusangano, nekuti mabhiza anopiwa kunzi iwe une chekuita here nemusangano wako uri kukokerwa vanhu uyu.
Gibbs,
now coming back to you, Mr. Matuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, talking about the theme of the summit, it is investing in people, prosperity, and peace. Now, are there any kind of issues that we can draw from this kind of theme? Is it good for Africa?
It is very good for Africa. You know, investing in people, emphasizing on prosperity and peace. What more does Africa need? Africa at the moment really needs prosperity and peace. And if the European Union says, guys, come, let's improve trade based on us wanting to assist you to promote peace in Africa and develop prosperity, what more are we asking for? In our Zimbabwean situation, but even worse, we really need that. What have we been crying for all this time? We really need prosperity right now. Yes, we can claim to get people peace there when there is no war. But we are not at peace in Zimbabwe. Look at how people are suffering. Look at how people are running all over the place, scavenging for food and that and that. We need a peace of mind. Here is a team specifically designed for us as African Africans. Should we be there, discuss that, see what we draw from there, but we are not there.
Let's bring Mr. Mehlo Makulu again and say, do African nations benefit from such summits? Because there have been complaints about
engagement. I think they are very critical in terms of engagement, not just for Zimbabwe, given the frosty relationship between the country and the EU. But it was really an opportunity to engage the EU on issues that affect the economies of Africa, as well as the issues of trade between Africa and Europe. The issues of investment in people, I think these are critical. Mm-hmm. The issues of skills development in Africa, one of the critical areas that Africa needs to invest in is in its people, in terms of skills development, in terms of technology transfer. Because you agree with me that the world that we live in, the new global dispensation, is based on skills, is based on knowledge, is based on ideas. And I think this summit, in terms of its emphasis on the issues of investing in people, was critical. But let me hasten to add on the comments that Mavima made. Mavima tends to believe that he has an insight into the shopping habits of the first ladies. There is nothing in the Zimbabwean delegation suggesting that the first lady intended to shop in Europe. I think there are enough shops to shop in Zimbabwe or South Africa. So I'm not so sure where this suggestion that the first lady intended to shop in Europe came from. And this is exactly the reason why Zimbabwe decided to pull out. It's because of that attitude and that kind of mentality, that when Africans go to Europe, their intention is to shop and for no other reason.
Mr. Mehlo Makulu, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Maduma and Mr. Mavinga, we just want to take this opportunity to say a good night to our radio listeners. But of course, we are streaming live. Just go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk, and say good night to our radio listeners. The Voice of